comes to something when you've preached on the same passage three times in a week to the same people. It can start to sound repetitive if you're not careful. This evening I want to just take us on a slightly different tangent, really. If everything that we have said over the last 2 weeks about this passage is true, how do we respond to God? If the things in this passage that describe God as able to be all-loving and all-powerful, there beyond our understanding, and able to answer the so much of what we need, and is there and able to do immeasurably more than we can imagine, if that is all true, and I believe it is, how do we respond at the beginning of 24? Psalm 121 that we read earlier is not disassociated from the meanings and the thoughts behind Paul's writing to the Ephesian church. The psalmist knew how he could be confident in God. And I've said before about that passage, it was written about the journey in a mountain. And if you knew anything about the days, the mountains, the journeys between towns, over mountains where the robbers were, where you're likely to be attacked, where you're likely to be hurt. The Good Samaritan and the person who was robbed in the story of the Good Samaritan was probably on a journey between towns and had fallen in among the robbers. And the psalmist there was saying about his confidence in God who will protect on that journey. So how do we respond? At the beginning of a new year. And as we look into that new year, maybe you can see the problems in the year ahead. Maybe you've identified all the problems you've got and all the things that have got to be done and the worries you have about the year ahead and how are you going to cope with it? And your fears are there. Maybe you've got some hopes for 2024 that you long to see come into reality. And alongside your fears about what you know, it's also the unknowns. The unknowns. Anybody here got a Methodist background? Apart from Vicky. Okay, so Vicky's the only one who will know this off by heart. There's a tradition in the Methodist Church at the beginning of the year that they have a covenantal prayer. And Vicky will now recite it for you. Oh no, she won't. Because she had no warning whatsoever on that. But the Methodists would, at the beginning each year, they would covenant again before God. And you'll be pleased to know the words are going to come up on the screen, which says something like this. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt, rank me with whom you wilt. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed for thee or laid aside for thee. Exalted for thee or brought low for thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O gracious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. They're difficult words, aren't they? If those words were, Lord, I am yours and make sure I've got plenty, make sure I have no hardships, make sure the year goes really well and nothing goes wrong, we'd be able to say a great big amen. But the world's not like that. And Jesus never promised, follow me and you will live happily ever after. In fact, he talks about, follow me, take up thy cross. To his disciples and the apostles, he warned of hardship. He warned of difficulty. I believe in a God who can do all things. I believe in a God who is beyond all and able to do immeasurably more than all we can imagine. And I also believe in a God at times will be with us in the darkest, most difficult times of our lives. And he will be faithful. And he will be there. And that prayer of covenant of the Methodist Church, I like it for its brutal honesty of life, but saying, even Lord, if it all goes really bad, I will trust you still. Even if I have nothing, I will still praise you. Even if I end up feeling empty and broken, I will still trust you. There's a sort of Jobism about this prayer, isn't there? That he was not going to doubt God. He was not going to badmouth God. He was going to trust God despite whatever. Sam, can we just have it up on the screen again? And in the context of Ephesians chapter 3, the God who can do immeasurably more than we can ask, the God whose love is higher, deeper, wider, and I've missed one somewhere, longer, thank you, than anything we can experience, the God who is there, he will be there when we're employed or laid aside, when we're brought low. He will be there when we are suffering. He'll be there when we're full, but he'll be there when we're empty. He'll be there when we have things, he'll be there when we have nothing. He'll be there when we sacrifice all for his pleasure and disposal. And there's a challenge in trusting God like that. There's a deep challenge in trusting God in all things. I've had the joy over the 31 years or so I've been doing ministry. Oh, I've actually been doing, this is the 34th year of ministry. 31 years as an ordained minister. I've had the joy of doing many speeches and many sermons. I've lost count of how many hundreds, probably thousands they are. But nobody remembers them. Actually, that's a lie, because occasionally I get somebody else. I was there when you preached on such and such. I think, well, I don't remember preaching on such and such, but they remember it, which is really worrying. But there was a speech made in 1939. You know what was happening in 1939, the outbreak of World War II. And the then King of Britain, King George VI, in his Christmas message, was talking about how difficult the year will be. And he says this, a new year is at hand. We cannot tell what it will bring. If it brings peace, how thankful we shall be. If it brings continued struggle, we shall remain undaunted. In the meantime, I feel that we may find a message of encouragement in the lines which in my closing words I would like to say to you. I said to the man, at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread softly, safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than any light and safer than a known way. May the Almighty Hand guide, and uphold us all. That was a speech by King George VI as World War II had recently broken out. And tonight, I want to say to us, after this morning's sermon, and as I was talking about how great God is, how faithful God is, that is all absolutely true. But I believe it's right we actually ask ourselves, but are we going to be faithful to God? No matter what 24 brings. Are we going to trust God no matter how hard life is going to get? Are we going to trust God? That covenant is available on websites. You just Google Methodist Covenant Prayer, it'll come up. And maybe you want to use that in your prayer time this week, as you want to think about, actually, how committed to God am I? Is it just in the good times, or is it all times? But the good news is God will be there at all times for us. And that we may be filled with the fullness of God to know his amazing love that surpasses all knowledge. That we may come and know that he fills us with his spirit to our innermost being. As we come and kneel before him and say, Lord, have your way, whatever way that is. Amen. So we pray. I'm going to say the words of that covenant prayer once again. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed for thee or laid aside for thee. Exalted for thee or brought low for thee. Let me be full, let me be empty. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O gracious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, and I am thine, so be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven.